You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Officials at UNC Charlotte tweeted three words: run, hide, fight. Yesterday, during an active shooter situation on campus that left two dead and four injured. Students on the campus said that they were doing final presentations. It was the final day of class when 22-year-old, his last name is Terrell, Tristan Terrell, opened fire in the class.
What a nightmare. Unbelievable.
You just wonder what's on the mind of a person who does something like that.
You know, at this point in our history, in our civilization, it's like, what do? Do you walk around fearing what could happen? Or do you just live carefree?
You have to live your life.
You know, but you know,
you have to.
I know, I understand that, but it's, you know, you're faced with so many things that other people are dealing with. You know, not only are they dealing with it, but you got to deal with it too. It's just hard to deal with, you know, hard to think about.
It seemed as though there were places that were once sacred, mm-hmm. but they're not anymore.
Right.
You know, the school was a haven for people where, you know, the most danger you may encounter is a fight on the schoolyard or something like that.
Same thing with church. You know, you would never think in a million years that you have to worry about a church being shot up. That's just the reality that we're in right now, unfortunately.
Campus was locked down for hours after that. There was also a concert planned for that night with Waka Flocka.
Wow. We got to find some answers to this gun epidemic that we have going on.
It's just sad. Mm-hmm. You know, we it seems like every day we're talking about another,
right,
another shooting.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s, low clouds. Got a little fog at 57 right now. And Raytown, Shade, what's popping?
Coming up at 8:23, we're going to be talking to iconic rapper and actor Ice-T. Talking about the untimely passing of John Singleton, Nipsey Hussle, and of course season 2 of In Ice Cold Blood, a show that he hosts and produced on Oxygen. Sad news coming out of Maryland this morning. The niece of Toni Braxton and the rest of the Braxton clan passed away at the age of 24.
Oh Lord, what happened?
Apparently she had a heart condition. And she was found unresponsive in her home. Wow. They tried to rush her to the hospital, but she was pronounced dead.
Send a couple prayers out to the entire Braxton family.
For sure. Fox's hit show Empire has indeed been renewed for a sixth season. However, there are no plans for Jussie Smollett to return.
Oh, so what happened to his character?
Well, his character is still on ice. In a statement released by Fox, they said, quote, by mutual agreement, the studio has negotiated an extension to Jussie Smollett's option for season 6. But at this time, there are no plans for the character of Jamal to return to Empire.
Did this character get married or something?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think the final episode? So I already thought that he shouldn't go back to Empire. If I were him, and if I were 50 Cent, if I was as petty as 50 is, I would hire Jussie on Power.
Ew.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So Lori Loughlin, aka Aunt Becky, She thinks that if she goes to trial, that she'll have an opportunity to repair her reputation. Now, if you remember, her and her husband, Massimo, allegedly paid $500,000 to get her daughters into University of Southern California.
What? And you got to be kidding me. Girl, get out of here.
But is she wrong, though? Don't them tears be moving people to be like, oh, let me come help.
I guess, but like, that ain't... I just look at other people who, you know, are vilified and they try to go to court and clear their name and it doesn't work.
You don't think she's that good of an actress?
Nah, man. She played on Full House. That's not exactly... Well, dang. That's not exactly, you know, power, none of that, you know.
So. But she's, trying to fight it, but her counterpart, Felicity Huffman, she's just gonna go ahead and plead guilty on this thing.
Oh, she a thug. Okay.
Just, hey, take your punishment.
Take it to trial. That's your song, right?
Take your punishment. Well, that's what Aunt Becky wanted to do, but the other lady just gonna go ahead and take her, you know, whatever she deserves.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because every Wednesday and Thursday, y'all play Way Back Wednesday and Throwback Thursday little sample song. I get all into it, and then you cut it off, and then you play a song that I've been playing on the radio. That's why I'm mad.
We just trying to give you a little nostalgia before you go to work or whatever you finna do.
But I be grooving, Brian. I be into it. I be like, hey. Mm-hmm. And then y'all turn it off.
You know what? You need to come to Way Back Wednesday tonight. That's the solution right there. I'm playing all the throwbacks so you can come on through and party and have a good time and have you a little daiquiri at the KC Daiquiri Shop.
Well, I just might do that because every time I be seeing you and my cousin Hobo Tone Snaps, I be like, dang, Brian, be looking good.
All right, what's your name?
Erica.
All right, Erica. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Have you seen the redesign Facebook?
No, I haven't.
Pull up your little app. You'll see. It looks different.
Oh, on the phone, not on the computer.
You haven't been on Facebook yesterday? Or?
Oh, okay. I mean, it's just slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
a little facelift.
Yeah, slight facelift.
They're trying to tighten up security.
Nah.
And they're introducing a new secret crush feature.
What?
Yep.
Now that's weird.
If you're on Facebook dating, it'll allow you to choose up to 9 friends that you have a secret crush on.
Ooh, that could get messy.
If someone adds you as their secret crush as well, then you'll get a notification that reads, a friend added you as a secret crush.
Look at that. Ooh-wee.
What?
You see that booty?
But if you don't have the same person on your secret crush list, then you don't find out who the other person is.
They're better when they're thick. I don't want the weight going. Keep it on.
Some folks think that, you know, secret crushes... kind of creepy.
It's very creepy because out goes the days of you actually going on dates and meeting somebody and getting to know their vibe. Can't know nobody's vibe through the internet.
Don't try to act like you ain't never set up a profile.
I ain't never done nothing. What you talking about over there?
Don't try to act like you've never set up a profile.
Ow.
Profile on what?
Any dating site.
I haven't. I put that on everything.
Ew.
What? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That's where
that's
I be
where
at.
You meet all your ladies.
That's not a dating app, ma'am. That's
you
a social media
You turned it
app.
Into one?
No, I didn't. No. Why I gotta turn it into them?
Cause you do.
They turn it into them.
I got all of them.
You think there's a better way to find a romantic connection? I remember when I was single, you were telling me, this is the way people meet now.
It is.
So then what you talk about?
It is sometimes. I mean, you know, I ain't never done nothing on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know, I'd be chilling, minding my business. A bow-legged but yeah, liar. Whatever. You can't prove me wrong.
You are a bow-legged liar.
But yeah, that's how some people do it. But like having a that's like the poking stuff that they had on Facebook. Like I never got the poking. You remember that when people used to poke you?
I got poked last
week. That's just kind of weird, fam. Just go out and meet somebody. Go out to a library or something. Church. That's a good place to find good women.
Take your own advice.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
What up, mommies? Mother's Day is fastly approaching.
Not my mama biscuits.
How about we want to give your mother a set of tires from R&R, 2 tickets to the Frankie Beverly and May show, and a $500 gift card.
That's a great Mother's Day prize right there.
All you got to do is log on to KPRS.com and tell us in 103 words or less why your mother is the best mother in Kansas City.
I got the best mama in the world.
Yes, you do. Thank Mama you. Be Shining is a good lady.
Yes.
I don't think this would ever happen to your mother, but a principal at a Texas high school implemented a dress code for parents about a week ago. Addressing pajamas, hair rollers, leggings, and satin bonnets. The rule says no one can enter the building or be on the school premises wearing a satin cap or bonnet on their head for any reason. You also cannot wear a shower cap of any kind in the building. This was instituted apparently after parents, coming in to maybe enroll their kids or pick them up, were coming dressed inappropriately in the eyes of that principal.
Right.
So she's doubled down on those statements that she made a week ago in an interview with Inside Edition.
I felt the need to enact the dress code because it was an educational environment, a place of learning. And when anyone walks in, we have impressionable children and we have to model what we want them to know. We have to show them what is right, what is correct, and what they need to do when they go different places. For example, you don't wear a swimsuit to school, you wear it to the beach.
Shay, in a lot of places, there are dress codes, especially professional places. And I understand you got kids, you got stuff to do, and it's a lot to have a family and try to balance that with your life. But you have to look beyond that. You got to look out for who is looking at you as the adult.
Also banned from the school grounds are men wearing undershirts, parents wearing sagging pants or shorts, revealing tops, torn jeans, in quotation marks, showing lots of skin, and dresses that are up to your behind. That sounds like somebody's grandma right there, up to your behind.
Yeah. I think it's a good rule, to be honest with you.
Some folks say, who are you to judge another person's outfit, while there are others who support the principal's decision to ban those items. What do you think?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Have low clouds, a little bit of fog at 57 right now in Lee's Summit. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Drew Sidora, actress, is 34 today.
She's fine.
Actor Darius McCrary from Family Matters, you remember him? It's a
rare Edo.
43.
Eddie Winslow, 43.
Rapper YNW Melly?
Yeah.
Who that?
He in trouble right now. He made the song Murder on My Mind. Got indicted.
Oh, that's the video you showed me,
yeah.
Right? He's 20 today. Yeah. Ray Parker Jr.
My dog.
He's 65.
In the neighborhood.
And happy birthday to my favorite Mary, Tina Atkins Campbell. She's 45.
Is that the thick one?
Yeah.
Yes. Happy birthday, everybody, born on May 1st. Oh, Derek from Soul Revival, my dog.
Oh, it's happy, my guy.
Happy birthday. Chocolate love.
You just want to do that right
love,
now?
Love, love.
Shouts out to former Chief Jamal Charles. He signed a one-day contract so that he can retire a Chief.
He was on my bad side because he signed with the Broncos a couple years ago.
He can't eat, Brian. He can't feed his family. He can't pay his bills.
Shay, he did that out of spite. He could have signed with a lot of other teams. He signed with them. But we all good now, Jamal. You my dog, best running back in Chiefs history.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus, take it serious.
Nipsey Hussle's sister has requested legal guardianship of his daughter. Mm. Nipsey's sister, Samantha Smith, filed the documents in L.A. County Superior Court asking for guardianship of his 10-year-old daughter, Imani. Sources told the publication that Smith doesn't feel that Imani's biological mother is able to care for her.
Uh-oh. You think Lauren London would step in on that, too?
I would think so. Mm-hmm. Nipsey was Imani's primary caretaker prior to his death, so she was already in the home with them.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I'm sure they could work together and, you know, have a nice, stable home for the young lady.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy is going to be off the scene for a few months. Big Draco got sentenced to 240 days in jail. That's over 8 months.
Calling him Big Draco, that's hilarious. But no, seriously.
That ain't what he called himself.
Yeah. But he, allegedly he, falsified his community service documents or something like that. Yeah, fam. He got 245 days of community service along with that. Can't be doing that.
I don't think he's going to make it inside.
It's Big Draco. What you talking about? You just said his name.
I don't think he's going to make
bow,
it.
Bow, 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 bow. All right.
Fail. That is the funniest.
They came inside and I shot him. Bow, 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 bow. Big Draco, he be all right inside the pen. He got homies in there. Stacks on Deck Money Gang. You know what I'm saying? He's about that life. He got tattoos on his face. He good.
He going to be coming back different. His body going to be different.
I'm breathing different.
His body going to be different. I guarantee you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Ordered one of those outfits off Facebook, Brian. It arrived to the cribbo yesterday. Just didn't look the way the picture looked.
Be wearing it, you know, outside.
Maybe that's what's happening at this Houston high school. The parents are wearing outfits they brought off Facebook. A little tight, a little ill-fitting. This Houston principal put a whole ban on parents wearing pajamas up to school, hair rollers, leggings, and certain other clothing items, including bonnets. You're in a relationship, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting ready to run to the Price Chopper right fast. You guys are making dinner. And your lady friend, all right, baby, come on. She got on her pajamas, her bonnet, and her slippers. She can't come?
To my house?
To the Price Chopper, babe.
Oh. No. It's a poor representation of you and I.
But y'all just running real fast.
I don't care. You know how many people we run into? Out in public?
A lot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna go through that. People be sneaking off pictures and stuff.
What do you think about this? Does a principal have the right to dictate to parents what they should wear?
Strongly agree with that. No bonnets and pajama clothes coming in, you know, because the kids is watching you do that. You know, when they get older, they're going to be doing that. That's not the way you're supposed to dress. Pajamas, house shoes are worn in the house. You know, you're not supposed to them bonnets. They look a mess. You know, put some clothes on.
It sounds like you have experienced this before.
Yeah, I see it all the time. I tell my girlfriend, told my ex-girlfriend, they think that's normal to walk around with a bonnet on their head. You know, it ain't nothing to pull your hair back in the ponytail. And if you ain't got it, they got weed, you can pull it back in the ponytail. But you can't wear no bonnet. You know what I'm saying? They just look a mess in your pajamas outside the house. And then these men coming in sagging, you know. Nobody wants to look in nobody's underwear, you know, unless you're doing something with them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, what's your name, fam?
JR.
All right, JR, thank you so much for calling up this morning.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Houston principal Carlotta Outley says that the straw that broke the camel's back that made her institute a ban on certain clothing items that parents wear is a mother that showed up to enroll her child at the school in a nightshirt with a scarf on her head.
Oh.
She added that she could tell that the mother wasn't wearing any undergarments.
Hmm. That's extremely inappropriate. You should know better than that to walk into school. And, you know, again, I know we got a lot of stuff going on in our lives, but I don't think it's too much to ask to put some jeans and a shirt on or something.
The ban includes pajamas, hair rollers, leggings, sagging pants, bonnets. She says that parents can wear that in the pickup line if they're in vehicles, but if they're trying to come inside the school, they must observe this dress code.
Yeah.
Some people feel like this is elitist, you know, to tell someone that they can't wear a bonnet, you know.
Now, that's just good home training.
What do you think about this?
I'm so glad that you guys mentioned that this morning, because 2 days ago, I've been seeing the same parent and a few other parents. They've been picking up their kids at school. This girl had on, like, I can just see everything in the back. And my son's four. He doesn't even like seeing anything like that. I see a lot of parents that dress like that, and it just made me disappointed every time I see it.
So what do you feel about people's right to wear whatever they want?
I don't see no problem with it, because, you know, I've never walked out the house with a bonnet or anything, but I feel like as a stereotype, you know, we have to watch out for that, especially being African-American. I just don't agree with, you know, going to pick up your kids and looking like you just woke up in the morning. I feel like if you can get your kids ready for school, you have time to get yourself ready to where you won't have to wear that stuff.
I woke up like this. That's what Beyonce said.
No.
I woke up like this.
She ain't talking about going out the house waking up like that. What's your name?
Right.
We flawless.
It's Aja.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Hot 103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Hey, what's up, Sife?
Hey.
Oh, man. Colors.
My dog.
Colors. 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 Colors.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God! This is an icon on the phone right now, Brian B. Shining.
The legend. I like to call him the master of gangster rap myself.
I think he invented gangster rap. Would that be accurate, Ice-T?
Well, with a little help from Schoolie D. Yeah, I we can say that. Yeah.
6 a.m. looking at my dough.
6 a.m. police at my dough. Let's get it right.
My bad. I was born in 85, fam.
He's a millennial.
You was already knee deep into it. But I did watch you on Evolution of Hip Hop on Netflix, and you broke it down with Schoolie D, though. I saw all of that.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I was inspired by the song PSK. That's what made 6 a.m. pop off that way. So, you know, for me to try to take full credit, I'd be worse than a thief. It's love to Philly. You know, Schoolie is my man, and that's how I went down.
Just to see your progression from when you first started out in the 80s to right now is just inspiring is the only word I can think of, Ice-T.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know what it is? You take somebody coming from the ghetto with no opportunities, and then you give them opportunities. If you don't take them, you a real-life sucker, you know? And I wasn't going to be that. So as the doors started to open, I just started to go through the doors to see what it could do. They gave me a chance to try to act. I'm not no actor, but I tried. And you can learn to do anything. Nobody's born to do anything. You know, you start off a fan, and then you do what it takes to become it, you know? And I'm willing to put the work in if it's something I want to do.
Speaking with the legend Ice-T on the phone. Now, back in the day, you had a song called Cop Killer. And then the next thing I know, you playing a cop on New Jack City. And then you made a career out of playing a cop on the, you know, the Law and Order
series. SVU.
What backlash did you receive, if any, when you started playing a cop?
No backlash. Only a sucker would make a backlash about somebody out here doing movies. All my G's was like, get paid, player.
Yeah.
Do what you're doing. If you look at Cop Killer, I'm acting there. I didn't kill no cops. That was me portraying a character who was fed up with police brutality and went on a rampage. When I got my chance to do New Jack City, I was a little bit confused. I'm like, well, I got an album coming out called OG, and y'all want me to play the police? But all my player partners was like, fool, if you don't be in this movie, you are, like I said, you a real live sucker, you know?
Yeah, second season of In Ice Cold Blood on Oxygen. That's- it airs on Mondays, and you're executive producing and hosting.
Yes, ma'am. So what it is, you know, after Law & Order, which we now on the 21st season, you know, I'm always looking for another something to do. And my wife, Coco, she watches this show called Snapped. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Yes.
It's on Oxygen.
Yeah, that's instructions. I'm taking notes.
Right. I see. I'm a pimp like you. You know what I'm saying? I try to clock it and stock it like you. You know what I'm
boy,
saying?
Boy, bye.
Yeah. So I advise guys, I'm like, if your wife is watching Snapped, I advise you to watch it with her. Just to check the temperature, make sure what she feels when she feels it's time to kill you, you know? So I'm watching that show, and I had a podcast. I spoke on it, and Oxygen got at me, and they said, you'd be the perfect person to host one of our shows. And they allowed me to create this show, which is just about diabolical homicides. And I get to host it, and we had a successful season last year, and here we are in our second season, and it's going strong.
The climate right now in hip-hop is, of course, in mourning for the passing of Nipsey Hussle. Did you know Dear him? God. And how do you feel about that tragic loss?
Well, come on. It's a 1-2 punch. We just lost Nipsey out there on the West Coast. I'm just trying to get over mourning my man, you know, which I don't know how long that'll take because Nipsey's from my neighborhood, you know? I mean, probably the first time you ever heard the word Crenshaw was in the word song 6 in the morning. I'm from that neighborhood. I went to Crenshaw High School. Those are my peoples, you know, the set, the 60s, all that. I know all those cats. So that crushed me. I'm doing these interviews, and somebody told me John Singleton passed. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
It's cold, man, and it's heartbreaking to see this happen, you know. So, I mean, I just count my blessings. I tell people every day, I said, man, we all the same age, man. I don't want to hear nobody tell me you younger this because nobody knows when they're going to check out. It could be tomorrow. It could be in a half hour. So the theory, you're either alive or you dead. I mean, I bumped into one of these cats I know, and he was 87 years old the other day. I'm like, man, you about to outlive all of us, dude. I mean, Nipsey was heartbreaking for me. John Singleton, every time I seen John Singleton, I was like, when am I going to be in a movie, man? Why don't you put me in a movie? What's the matter? I used to play with him, you know? But he ain't supposed to be dying at 51. Stop it.
That's the legend, Ice-T. Make sure you check him out in Ice Cold Blood, Monday, 7 o'clock on Oxygen. Thank you so much, Ice-T. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
I got another. Let me tell you one more thing. Exclusive, Snoop Dogg is on SVU this week.
What?
A Thursday night, yes. Snoop did a guest starring, and he'll be on there this Thursday on SVU. So that's a double take. We got Monday and Thursday popping on.
We're going to be looking out for Snoop for sure. Tell Coco we said, hey, girl.
I'll send love to Coco and Chanel. You know, that's a two-piece right there. They're the worst. All right, I love you guys. Thank you for all the love for all the years, all right?
Thank you.
Always love. Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. It'll be cloudy. Right now, you're cloudy at 56 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Scarface announced during the Legends of Hip Hop concert on Friday that Geto Boys bandmate Bushwick Bill is currently battling stage 4 cancer.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
I just put up a story on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, and it has a picture of him right now. He's undergoing chemotherapy, and he does not look well.
Praying for my dog Bushwick Bill, man. God, hate to hear that.
Curtis Blow is also dealing with health issues. He's about to undergo heart surgery.
Didn't he just have some heart surgery?
He had a heart attack, I want to say maybe a year or two ago.
Right, yeah. My Lord. How old is Curtis Blow?
He's got to be in his 50s. I don't know exactly how old, though.
I got to be in his 60s. 59?
Okay.
60 this year.
Wow. Man, take care of yourself. Yeah. Go to the doctor. A lot of this stuff can be prevented. And a lot of times, you know, especially men, you all want to be so tough. And then If you had gone when you first started feeling funny, you may have been able to prevent it.
I'm definitely guilty of that.
I need you to stop that, Brian. We want you to be here. Now, this is serious. You know, I ain't going to make no joke about this. We really want you to be here, so pay attention. So, Tierra Marie released a video of herself going to Western Union to send 50 Cent. 50 Cent.
She could have did that online.
You know, it wouldn't be a whole
video. You got to be a big fiasco.
Yeah, you know that.
Good Lord.
Making that real money.
So, the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood star owes 50 Cent $30,000 after losing her lawsuit over his alleged involvement in the leaking and spreading of a sex tape with her former boyfriend. I think they found out that she was actually in on that.
Yeah, dude named Akbar. I think that's his name.
I don't know.
Yeah, he probably gave her the money too.
Since then, she has refused to pay him the money, has released a song called I Ain't Got It, and made a t-shirt line. But the t-shirt line is the best part for me. The t-shirt say I Ain't Got It.
Let me see if I can find this song.
You haven't heard it?
No, I ain't heard it.
Yeah. So he is trying to get her arrested over this and put in jail.
For real?
I don't think she has $30,000, 50. I really think she's being honest.
Yeah, I ain't finna play this. I mean,
why not?
Because I don't know if it's clean or not, so I ain't finna
she's
take
a single.
That.
You think she's
come on, fam.
Cussing?
Come on. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, I do. It's, but, like, she's mad. A woman scorned? Come on now. You know, it's a couple of words in there. Keisha Cole be cussing? These R&B singers these days be cussing, Shay.
I don't think she
you
got
know,
that
it ain't,
30 grand.
It ain't like Gladys Knight making a diss song against, you know, Ray Charles or something.
I'm weak.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Stigma is the largest barrier to treatment and recovery, according to the Surgeon General. Especially in the African-American community, many people misunderstand what a mental health condition is and don't talk about the topic. The lack of knowledge leads to many beliefs that a mental health condition is a personal weakness or some sort of punishment. Faith and spirituality really can help the recovery process, but should not be the only option pursued. Some myths about mental illness include that it's cultural and it doesn't happen to certain people, or that mental illness means you're crazy, or if you go to therapy that you're weak, or that if you take medication, you're really crazy. Another myth is that you can just pray away your symptoms, or that having a mental illness means that you're dangerous and unpredictable. All of those are myths. Some facts include that untreated mental illness can be fatal. Major depressive disorders account for between 20% and 35% of all deaths by suicide. People can and do recover and can have wonderful lives, even with a mental illness. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.